Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
My name's Ryan. I'm here with Dr. best-selling author Tony Lodge.
Wow, God, I get a lot done.
You do.
Yeah.
You're very busy. And we are calling Canada and we're calling Chris.
Ooh, Chris in Canada. Chris Nadar.
Hello.
Hello, Chris. It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you guys doing?
We're well. Sorry, we just had a few phone issues, which is why we called and hung up on you a bunch of times. I hope that's okay.
I was like, well, someone's calling me. And then it was just like dead silence of like, I think I'm being stalked right now.
Oh, you are.
Well, then I did that really dumb thing. I was like, Ryan, test calling me to just to make sure it works. And he called me and I was like, oh my God, I've got a missed call. You know?
But Chris, where do you say you're from? Regina, is that how you say it?
Okay. So I suspected this might come up actually.
Ooh.
So the name of the city I live in is Regina.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Did you
please,
hear that
please
snort?
Please do, please laugh.
Did you hear that snort from a different hemisphere?
I heard it across half the planet.
Regina.
Regina.
You hardly fucking know it.
Wow,
oh,
Regina.
The joke is that I think it was 2002, 2003, the Rolling Stones were in town, and they called Regina the place that rhymes with fun.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's clever. That's a clever way of not saying vagina, isn't it? Fuck.
Yes.
Regina. Wow.
Regina.
Oh, my God. Do you reckon that's why in Mean Girls, Regina's called Regina because it's like Regina, and they're like, she's a
maybe.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, sure. Yep. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone.
Hi, this is Chris from Regina, Saskatchewan, and I approve this podcast.
Yeah. All right, coming up today. If you or your workplace or someone in your life has to do like a group coffee order, listen the fuck up because there's rules that you need to abide by.
Mm-hmm. It's plaguing workplaces around the world and
it has
to stop.
Thank you. But first, let's do Normal or Nah. And today's edition of Normal or Nah is brought to you by the Tony and Ryan Normal or Nah card game.
Ooh.
The link is in the episode notes of this show, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. The link's there. A card game. All the animations are of like us and our dogs and people who have sent in their normal or nahs.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome.
It's like lots of very relatable normal or nahs that like maybe we've talked about before.
Yep.
Or like I think people are going to love it. And I'm so excited for them to have it in their hot little hands.
Absolutely. Tarpa Liz says, it's time to get real.
Oh, no, Liz, what's happened?
Peeing in the pool is normal, but we all supposedly have to pretend like it's a nah. We all do it.
We all do it.
We all do it?
We all do it. Normal, normal, normal. Tens across
Stop
the board.
Stop lying to yourself.
That's the thing. It's one of those things where people go like, that's disgusting. I'm like, bro, you literally just did it.
Yeah.
We were in the pool together the other day and producer Cam said, I need to do a wee. And I said, just do it.
In the hotel? There were kids. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no,
but
there
hey,
wasn't.
I'm doing the same thing.
There wasn't kids in there.
I'm sitting here pretending like I didn't piss
exactly.
in that same pool.
Yeah, we all did it.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of things that, like the royal we, like everyone.
Don't say royal we when talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, sorry, good point. That like everybody does and they go, oh, how could you?
Yeah.
But then you know that everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
It's the same as like every time I've mentioned before on this podcast, right, or in a video that I hadn't washed my sheets in ages and everyone's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, as if you've never let it go a bit long.
Yeah.
Or as if you've never like let your towels maybe go a bit long or, yeah, picking your nose in the car or whatever. You know, like there's so much stuff that everybody does that they go, oh, yeah, I never do that, but they're doing it.
To be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I can agree with the, we've let the sheets go a bit too long.
Yeah.
Maybe it copped an extra couple of days or an extra week than it should have.
Mm-hmm.
You did go, oh, you know, 6 months here or there.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a...
Well, I just don't think that I'm the only person that's ever done that.
No, that's true.
And you've just done the exact thing that people do. And I bet you there's been a time in your life where your sheets have been the same for quite an extended period of time.
When we're talking about things, it means in the last 5 years. It doesn't mean when you were 19 and in college, because that's immaterial.
Doesn't it?
Immaterial.
No, there's no statute of limitations of being disgusting. That's funny.
That is quite funny.
I'll take that. High five.
If you came and stayed the night, Tony, like you and Torbs came in for dinner, had a few beers, like, oh, stay in the spare room, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning, I was like, oh.
Haven't been invited, but just hypothetically.
Take that back. You were invited.
Hypothetically.
You were invited. You were invited for New Year's. I said stay the night. But then obviously there was dogs and babies and it got to be tricky. But you don't, but like, you were invited.
Haven't been invited since.
Would you like to come over?
Yeah, I'd love to. You're about to have a baby.
If in the morning, I think this is quite a nice thing. We've got a few like spare toothbrushes and and stuff.
Yeah, you've got to, I think.
And I think, and even some like some feminine sanitary products are in this.
Sure.
Like, because Bridget was like, oh, like if
no,
you're
it's one of those things where you'd never think about, and then when you're staying at someone's house, you go, oh my God, like.
Yeah, and so especially over summer with like the pool, and because like, it was just so exciting to have a pool. So we had people coming over all the time.
Yeah.
And we have like the guest bathroom. So Bridget's like, well, let's just make it really comfy so people can feel like if they want to have a shower and breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can all agree that's great, right?
Mm.
Janine asks, normal or nah, having a singular community toothbrush for guests.
Oh.
So she goes, oh, wouldn't it be nice if there's a spare toothbrush for guests to use? And I go, I agree. And then it's just like, here's the one sitting in the cup that's just like for guests.
I don't want to use the same toothbrush that like Auntie Nora used 2 weeks ago. What if Torbs and I were coming to stay at Janine's?
Yeah.
Are we both using the same? Am I
yeah,
going,
it's the
oh,
guest
here
one.
You go. Yeah. Okay. I guess the only thing that I do understand is that like someone using a toothbrush once is like
kind of
quite
wasteful. Yeah.
But I would just be like, use that and take it with you.
Yeah, or
like
any
take
other
that
option.
Home because like so I always have like a disposable, fucking analog toothbrush. What is that called?
A toothbrush?
Yeah.
Analog. So not your electric one.
So my electric one like lives at home.
Yeah.
But because I travel a lot and I also like whenever I go to the gym, I take like my toilet bag is always packed because I have to move around so much.
Really?
And in my toilet bag, I have like makeup remover, face cleanser, all my skincare stuff, a spare toothbrush and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I like whenever I go to a hotel and if I don't have a toothbrush or I stay at someone's house, I like always have a toothbrush with me.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I was using a toothbrush somewhere, I always bring it,
yeah,
like pop it in my
you.
Bag
yeah.
so that I've always got a spare.
So you wouldn't need the spare toothbrush in my place anyway.
But so like if somebody had a toothbrush there, you'd hope that they would take it, not use it and then
put
leave
it back
it
in
behind.
The thing. Yeah, it's fucked.
Like,
it's fucking
that's
gross.
Used
it's
now.
Fucking gross.
Yeah.
Agree.
Have you ever. Fuck, I regret it and I can't undo this now. Have you ever, in a pinch, shared a toothbrush with your wife, Bridget?
Never. And not because I'm a liar, but because I would just much rather not brush my teeth.
Oh.
Like, if you had to, in a pinch, if you had to choose, you know what I mean? Like, that's the choice I would make.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the right choice.
I don't know if there is a right choice in
this
option.
Yeah, they're both...
In this
wrong.
Situation. Yeah.
But that would be my...
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm not proud of it, but that is the truth.
Good.
What would you... Have you... Yeah, you have.
In a pinch. In a pinch. Torbs and I have at one stage shared a toothbrush. Like we were away somewhere and only one of us.
I thought you were going to say which stage. Oh, when we lived in Bunbury.
Oh, no. Sorry, at one event maybe or something.
Okay.
Like that we were away and only had one and I was like, oh, do you mind if I just use yours or he used mine or something?
Now,
we have done that. I think that's okay.
I'm not going to judge you because here's my thoughts on a lot of things. Again, not correct, but just my thoughts.
Yep.
The less you think about it, the more it's fine.
You know,
if
like,
you go into detail and fucking watch a YouTube video about shit, and you know how people used to send us the link to that, the toilet seat thing and the science shit.
If you don't think about it,
before
it's
I saw
okay.
that video, I cared a lot less.
Yeah.
So just don't think about it and just brush your teeth and move on with your day. Yeah, no, I get you. Sue Jones.
Hi, Sue Jones.
He's quite funny. Sue Jones, normal or nah, adding items to your grocery list as you put them in the cart in the supermarket, I just love the satisfaction of then crossing them off the list.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. 100% yeah. Normal.
Oh, I need that. Oh, well, now write it down. Yep, great.
100%.
Yeah, no, I'm all about that.
I write my shopping list in order of the direction I walk around the shopping center, the Lacs shop. So at my local Coles, I get to a certain part of like the vegetable
fruit
section
vegetables,
first.
Yep.
So that is the first thing on the top left
That's
of my
very
list.
Clever instead of going back and forth and there's a gap and you end up going back to the fruit place three times.
Yeah, and then like then there's like the meat section or the fresh pasta or the eggs or whatever. And like that's the order that it's in my list.
That's genius shit.
Thank you.
Can you do that within the app?
I mean, you can do anything in the app, can't you?
Oh, but like, imagine saying in the app, here's what I want. And then there's a button like, can you order this in the logical walking way?
Oh, so yeah.
So then you can be in the store
That's
with the app.
That's a great
and kind of just
idea. That's a great idea. But if you're already in the app, aren't you just hit an order and do it online? They bring it to your house?
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Westie.
Hey,
and that's
Westie.
Not me saying hi. That's,
Hey, Westie.
That's the name.
Oh, Westie. No.
Like, no, like, hey.
Hey,
first
Westie.
Name, Westie.
What?
First name, hey.
Hey.
Surname Westie.
Westie.
Hey, Westie.
Hey, Westie.
Hi, Westie. Nope.
Hello, hey, Westie. Did you say hi, Westie?
Can you say hi to Hey, Westie, who plays the hi-hat?
Hey, hi, Westie. Hi, hey, Westie. You still playing that hi-hat? Oh, how tall are you? Very high. Fuck. That's really hard. Anyway.
What do cows eat?
Hay, grass. They don't eat hay, do they?
Don't they? I thought they did.
Horses eat hay.
Hey, Westie says, normal or nah?
Hey, Westie.
When someone yawns, you stick your finger in their mouth and fully stuff up their yawn.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Fuck off.
Everyone I know hates it, but I think it's the funniest thing ever. Nothing drives me fucking madder than when someone fingers my yawn.
Ryan hates that.
Because.
You hate that.
Laura, this person I knew, used to do it to me. I'm fucking hearing it.
So you were fingering her and she was, sorry. Sorry. Were you though?
We lived together for a while.
Is this the girl that you broke up with via Facebook Messenger?
It's not important to this story. That part is not important to the story. But it's not wrong.
So you were fingering her.
No,
she was fingering
that.
You yawn, and then you broke up with her on Facebook.
To be fair, if anyone deserves to be dumped on Facebook Messenger,
it's someone
a yawn
that fingers
finger.
A yawn.
Yeah,
yeah, I actually totally agree with
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Yep, you've never said something that's rung more true.
Yep. Yep. If Laura watches this, she's actually lovely. I hope you're doing well.
Maybe text her on Facebook. Just check in.
No, because
the last message
is like 8 years ago.
Hey.
No, I couldn't. If I saw that, I would vomit. I don't even fucking care about Hey Westie anymore. I think I've taken it. Oh, no, I do. I've taken it too far because now I'm doing it to my poor dog. And now every time she sits near me and goes to yawn, she side-eyes me to see if I'm looking. And if I am, she quietly closes her mouth and doesn't yawn.
Oh, you're a
monster.
Fucking parasite. That is awful.
Fucking parasite.
That's awful.
You sound like a grandpa yelling at the local football.
You're a little parasite.
You're a parasite.
That is the worst when people do that to you. Because when you yawn, you need the satisfaction, right?
Thank you.
It's that your body needs the oxygen.
Yep. You're trying to strangle someone to death? May as well drown him in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah, sorry, if you want to kill me, just fucking shoot me between the eyes. Don't know why I said that. Sorry.
Finally, Gloria.
Gloria.
Normal or
Gloria,
nah?
Gloria. Gloria. Gloria.
You know how I'm into Macklemore at the moment?
Yeah.
I feel Gloria, Gloria, got a chance to start again.
Yep.
Gloria
I
says.
I was born for this, so I am not going to fuck up.
Gloria
I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I see the sunrise. Now
I feel Gloria, Gloria,
I feel Gloria.
Gloria says normal or nah.
Mm. We nailed that. I'm sorry, but we nailed that.
I was trying to keep a straight face. I fucking sucked at it. Gloria says, normal or nah? Feeling stressed and anxious when you go to the toilet in a restaurant and the person before you who used the bathroom left a huge skid mark or fecal stain and you don't want the person using the toilet after you thinking it was you.
So then you have to clean up someone else's shit to avoid the embarrassment.
Gloria says, do you clean it yourself or do you just ignore it and hope the next person won't catch you coming out of the toilet and blame you for the mess?
I think that's normal. The conundrum yeah. is normal. I always clean it because I know that the person that comes in after me is going to be like, whoa, she...
Yeah, it's fuck day. But here's the thing. Mm. Was it the person before you or did they face the same conundrum and decide to not give a shit? No pun intended.
That's a good point. I'll have to get back to you. That's really interesting. I've never thought of it. I just always assume it's the person before me, so I assume that the person after me is going to assume it was me.
Do you just ignore it, hoping the next person won't catch you? Or can you just live with the fact that the person sees you, thinks you did the nasty poo, and you just have to live with that?
No, I can't.
No. Because I feel Gloria, 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 got a chance to say it.
Beautiful.
Hi, this is Chris from Regina, Saskatchewan, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Rooney McTeese. Thanks, Rooney.
Hey, Rooney.
Tabitha Frank. Christine Stickney. Rizza Samulpong. We met Rizza in Adelaide.
Oh, that's right, because they have Riz.
Mm-hmm. And we had a big conversation about it.
Oh, I was accused last week when I think Ree took a photo of us in Flinders Lane.
Yeah.
And you got a little turned on because someone, Ryan Jonathan, was wearing a backward cap and you didn't hate that, did you?
It was a hot, it's a really hot photo of you.
Thank you for, and thank you for just turning it and making it a bit thirsty in the comments because I, not that I needed to pick me up, but I fucking felt
you
it.
You don't say no.
That. No, yeah. I felt that. And then someone said, oh, Ryan, you look like you've got Riz.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, this is my day. This is my day.
And Brittany Deaninger, thank you so much for being part of the Patreon. We fucking love to see it. Yep. Don't forget that you can check out our new Normal or Nah card game. We just did Normal or Nah. Yep. You'll absolutely love it. It's as fun as that.
Yeah.
At all times.
At all times. I've never had not fun playing that game.
All the info and the links and stuff are in our show notes and on Instagram and all of that. You can find it there.
Is chivalry dead? Tony Lodge, yes or no?
Nah.
Does a lady still appreciate a guy like holding a door open?
I feel like you could take the lady and the guy out of it and just say, like, if a person does that, is that nice?
And is it?
Because I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're holding a door and you, like, hold it open for the person yep. behind you or whatever, that's just, like, a nice thing to do.
And, for instance, when you walk into
it's just polite.
Yeah, when you walk into our building, it's only really one person width down the hallway. Mm. So if we both walk in together, sometimes I expect, oh, you know.
Yeah, but that's just, it's just nice.
Right.
I think that any person, no matter their gender or identifier, yep. can be chivalrous to another person.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
You know, like, I don't think it needs to be like, oh, you know those, like, fucking really outdated things of, like, oh, the man should walk on the road side of yeah. the sidewalk. And like, so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't yeah. Subscribe to that shit.
Yeah. So I went to a cafe the other day
mm-hmm.
To get like a takeaway coffee mm-hmm. for Bridget and I. Two iced lattes, please. Should have been in and out in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking towards this cafe in Eltham. Yep. For those playing along at home, it was the main oh. in the Coles shopping centre.
Okay.
But why this is important is because it's like the cafe's in like a shopping centre.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's on a strip, you've got people from walking from both directions. And so I'm walking from the cafe to the cafe. And this lady's also walking to the cafe, but from the opposite direction.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. So you're going to like meet at the cafe
yeah,
kind of
and
thing.
And we were like bang on going to hit the front door at the same time.
Right.
And I like could have done that, like not run, but you know how you kind of just put in like a quick step?
Yeah,
like
or slow down a little bit to make sure you're not
But like I could have got in first, mm-mm. but I went, oh, shiver. And I'll often, if you arrive at the same place, and again, I agree, take gender out of it, but I was just like, oh, I was like, oh, play after you.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I got nowhere to be.
We both have to be inside the same place.
But yeah,
so who get, you know?
You go first. And she goes, oh, thank you. Yeah. And like she appreciated the chivalry.
Yeah.
And then she pulls out a piece of paper and goes, oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, I will go first. Thanks for letting me through first. Pulls out the piece of paper. Can I get four flat whites, two with oat milk, two regular milk, but one of the regulars with half strength, one soy cappuccino, two lattes, one with oat milk, one with almond, and three iced coffees, one with oat milk, two regular milk, and one of those regulars have an extra shot, please.
What a bitch.
If you... Okay. There's a lot to unpack here.
The first thing that we need to talk about is she should have gone, oh, I'm actually getting like 20 coffees. Do you want to go first?
Thank you for saying that.
I think you have to.
Thank you for saying that because, to be honest, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought I was being polite, but I think similar to when you've got a loaf of bread and I've got a full trolley for six kids and a whole family for the week.
You go, oh, scan your bread, doll, and see you later.
Scan your bread because I'm going to be a fucking wild.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, thanks, mate. But it was like that's not actually the correct answer. The correct is like, oh, no, thanks, but I've just come from the office.
Yeah.
I've got a fucking piece of paper.
Yeah.
So is that on her?
Yeah, I think that in that situation you have to go, oh, my God, after you, I'm actually getting heaps of stuff. Or if you don't want to say that, just go, oh, I don't know what I want yet. Just to, like, break the tension of being like, oh, you know, no, you go, I'm still making up my mind.
And I think that's pretty fair. If you're at the, like, at a cafe and then you're, like, you're holding, like, the menu or whatever and you go, oh, I just need to have a thing. You go.
You go ahead of me. And also at, like, a little cafe, there's often only, like, one barista.
Oh, yep, I know. Yep,
so,
yep.
Yeah. So you know that it's going to take quite some time.
Mm.
Do you know the other problem with this? Mm. Imagine having the audacity when someone goes, I'm just going to go grab a coffee. Does anyone want anything? Actually saying yes. That's an empty offer. That people don't mean it when they say that. Oh, did you want anything? They go, oh, yeah, I'd love a double shot cappuccino, no foam, fucking ding dong, whatever. You can't, you're not doing that. You can't.
Well, you actually, people are.
Well, they shouldn't be. Working from home was the best thing that ever happened to this country. You don't have to fucking do that anymore. You don't have to lie and pretend like...
that you care about other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I'm going to get a coffee, I don't want to carry two trays back and go, oh, where's Justine? I've got her fucking baby Chino. You know what I mean?
So hang on, four flat whites, one caps, that's five. There was 10 coffees.
10
which
coffees.
Which is more, because you know how the trays have like
four.
Four, and then like a just random middle bit where you put your fucking chia. So she has to guess like two caps.
Yeah, it's for your banana bread and you know,
so
your
she's
sundries
got,
from
so
the cafe.
So they have to get two like separate carry trays
and
then
and
get
then
a
they
third.
Rip the other one and put that in the middle. Like, yeah.
And I'm like, do you reckon it's sort of on the barista to go, oh, that's a big order. I might just grab this guy's coffee. Or is that not his job?
Nah, that's not his job.
Yeah, nah.
I think...
But you're, so if someone
sorry,
comes,
just on the trays, have you seen the places that like cut open the oat milk containers and turn that into a tray?
I like that.
Isn't that
like
good? Because you're just going to toss that out anyway. What?
A new cafe, not the one I was just talking about, this other one in research.
No names.
There's only... There's two cafes in research.
Yeah, okay. It's the
other
one.
Could be anyone.
Yeah.
Is
this the one that we've been to together?
In research.
Well, that's in research, isn't it?
Did we go to one in research together?
That morning when we went out for breakfast after
that was in Alphabet.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That was a good cafe. I was going to say, don't get a kick out of there.
They must get their carry trays and their coffee cups from different places because
they don't fit.
They don't fit.
Isn't it like universal sizing?
You would have thought so.
Sorry, I've hit a nerve.
You would have thought so. Because they go, oh, it might be easy to take home. Wow, guess who got home with a fucking iced coffee on his passenger seat? Because it just fallen out the side.
I hate that.
And because most cars now have like a cup holder. And I'm like, I've got a car with built-in cup holders. And I trusted you. I went, actually, no.
I'll leave it in the tray.
I will leave it in the
tray.
That's
its intended purpose.
Because sometimes if I don't need one, and I don't know if this is like, I'm not trying to be a fucking do-gooder here, but when it's like, if there's something like a packaging that I don't need, I'll try my best not to take it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
that's
most people
normal,
do. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And usually when it's two coffees, I go, oh, no.
I can carry that. Because you go, I've got two hands, and then I've got two
cup holders
in the car, and then I'm going to go inside.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
And carry train, I went, yeah. And then it didn't fit. So who's, like, figure that out.
Yeah.
Figure, like, what's that? That has one point, is to carry a drink. And if it can't carry a drink, then what's it doing?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm upset.
No, that is really annoying.
So, whilst I agree, don't call someone out on an empty offer. About, like, I'm just grabbing a coffee. In some workplaces, there is a bit of a like, on Thursdays, the boss gives us the credit card and we're allowed to whatever.
And Mel goes down and gets it and whatever,
So, if we pass that step of, oh, this isn't actually an empty offer, it's like a thing. Or it's someone's birthday, we'll get some coffees and a little cake or whatever. Yeah. Is that where you maybe pull back a bit on the double shot on oat, fucking half, skim, whatever?
I think so. I would never ever think to go, oh, but maybe that's me. Maybe. But then if I was taking the coffee orders, I would want people to say what they wanted because I would want them to get what they wanted. But, like, then at the same time you go, I can't. You know when you, like, in the past, I've definitely done this, been like, oh, I'm going to grab something for lunch. Do you guys want anything? And someone goes, oh, yeah, I do. And then you go,
fuck,
now I've got to do it. And, like, you don't mind doing it, but you go, oh, fuck, now I've got to do it.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
It's like offering to get Subway for people.
Subway is a nightmare.
You can't say...
I'll get the Big Mac. I'll get the Whopper.
Yeah,
oh,
nah.
Here's my 15-point...
Yeah, I'll get the steak and cheese on Italian herbs and cheese and, like, no salt and pepper, but I will get it toasted and I'll, you know, like...
Oh, my God. Stay at home.
Do you know what
I mean?
Like,
at home.
You can't be doing that.
Can we just get real for a second?
Yeah.
I'm a Melbourne guy.
Yep.
I love I love the taste of coffee. Yep. I'm not like a wanker about it, but I enjoy a coffee. And I appreciate that Melbourne's like got a coffee culture.
Coffee culture.
Flat whites.
Yep.
Lattes.
Yep.
Cappuccinos.
Uh-huh.
They're all the same thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a coffee whiz genius or anything, but I'm pretty sure they're all the same.
You sprinkle a bit of chocolate on top of a latte, that's a fucking cappuccino.
That's a good point.
So... when you're doing a group order, say if someone else goes, yeah, I'll get a flat white, then I'll just go, yeah, make it three.
Yeah, not 100%.
Because, oh, it's two lattes, but three flat white. No.
Nah, they're all the same.
Whoever says latte, cap, or flat white first, just follow them in.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'll make them go down there and go, hey, mate, 10 flat whites, two with almond milk, 8 regular, and they go, great, let me start steaming, dog.
Yeah.
And then maybe Ryan gets home within the hour.
Yeah. Yep.
And doesn't have any questions asked about where he's been.
About where, what was going on.
Oh, how'd you go with the coffee? Yeah, pretty good. Oh, you went out for an hour.
Yeah, and the coffee now is, you know, water, like the ice latte is watery because the ice is all melted. Do you know what I have a bit of a bugboo in my bum at the moment about?
Can you please say another B word?
Bugboo, bum, boobies.
Thank you.
I think that nowadays, sorry for saying nowadays.
Thank you for apologising.
I think that nowadays you shouldn't have to pay more for weird milk.
Thank you. Someone had to say it.
I get back then in the day, right, when it was like cow milk or like soy was 70 cents or a dollar or fucking 50 cents, whatever. They probably didn't already have a soy milk open.
Yep.
So I actually get that. You've got to kind of crack it because like they probably won't use the whole thing.
Yep.
Now, when you go into a cafe, especially in Melbourne, you go down there and they have a cow milk, an oat milk, a rice milk, a soy milk, and an almond milk already open.
And they're just
flicking between milks, right?
Yep.
It's all already open. They're all going to get used just as much as any consumable in a cafe.
Yep.
I don't pay more for a sandwich because they might not sell them all that day. You pay more for it because of what it is.
Oh, I haven't cut this loaf.
Yeah. But I think that with milk now, I don't think you should have to pay extra for weird milk.
Thank you. It's not weird milk. It's just milk.
But just like nut milk or, non-cow milk. Right? Because they've got all the things open. I also think that like different milk, alternative milk, is another thing that like if you don't need it, I'd...
With that group order?
Yeah,
and someone goes, we're just doing regular milk. Great.
That's fine.
I'll follow you in.
Like, if it makes you sick or whatever, then I get it. But the chances are that if the barista sees a 20 coffee meal, like, docket on the thing, they're probably putting cow milk in anyway.
Yeah, they're probably doing it. Call the police. I want to report a crime.
What?
This morning.
Yeah.
Before you guys got in, I ordered Uber
Eats. Yeah, I saw that.
Uber Eats for breakfast.
Saw that. What'd you get?
For us.
I don't remember getting anything when I came in this morning. Did you get a little ultimate brekkie wrap from My Oh My?
No. And we won't be naming names because of what is coming.
Well, My Oh My is not what it's called, so
no,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Also, can we address this thing that I'm apparently not allowed to have breakfast unless I cook for you guys?
Well, you didn't cook, you ordered. And if you're doing an order, I feel like, you know, you should offer it to everybody.
Even when I'm in here an hour before you guys?
Well,
that's your choice.
Chivalry is not dead.
So. Oh, that's a great point, actually. Yeah, thank you, producer Cam.
No.
Did you get a little breakfast? Because you normally do.
Yeah.
And you hide it in the bin before we come in.
I don't hide in the bin. I put it in the bin when it's finished.
Seems
I got
like a hide.
I don't know if it was like a scramble or an omelet, but it was like an eggy thing. But it had like dukkah and some seeds and like
what
hummus.
What did it have?
Dukkah?
Dukkah.
What? Yeah, righto, fancy lady. So it had some dukkah, some hummus.
Dukkah.
So
it's like a little Middle Eastern kind of.
Yeah, and an egg thing in it. It was really yum. And I got a regular size coffee.
Yep.
And I clicked on almond milk.
Yep.
Guess how much extra I got charged for almond milk in one coffee?
Fuck, it can't be more than 70 cents. But I'm guessing.
Can't it, Tony?
But I'm guessing
can't
it was $1.50.
$2.
Call
the police. I'd like to report a crime. Yeah.
What are you going to eat for the rest of the week? You can't afford to eat anything for the rest of the week. $2.
Do I get that?
That is fucking daylight robbery. I hope they put it in your coffee and then sent you the rest of the fucking container to take home.
I get to keep the coffee machine when they're done. That is a fucking ripoff.
That, fuck, $2 is that steep.
Do you reckon
fucking
it's
steep.
On Uber Eats, just on the app, they see you coming and they just jack their prices on the app.
I mean, most places now, Uber Eats is like 20% higher
that's
than
what
their
I mean.
Like in-store thing.
And they've gone fucking nuts. On, so they've gone, okay, a coffee's $4 on Uber Eats. Let's make it $6.
Yeah.
Oh, it's usually 50 cents for, you know, let's make that. Like, I reckon I paid $27 for a coffee this morning. Sure, it did come with eggs and dukkah.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a breakfast.
That's a lot for a coffee.
Oh, shit. I just remember I left my fucking lunch in the fridge at home. Shit.
Oh,
sorry,
no.
Personal chat. Personal
chat. Another ducker. Another fucking.
Yeah, I'll be back on that app.
That's insanity. That is a lot.
All right. Thank you for letting me whinge and complain.
Sorry, yeah. I just think you got to keep it. You got to keep it lean. If you're doing a group order,
yeah, I'm with you.
Be kind to the other people that have to
thank
deal with
you.
It.
Thank you. Tony, please give me a great you'd like to see because I feel like I need to pick me up.
Okay. This is actually very sweet. Leanne Fraser posted this in our Facebook group and said, after finding the pod on March 3rd, and it is now, a couple of days into April, if I've counted correctly, I'm finally caught up, which is 434 episodes, a Chicken Nugget live stream replay, and an audiobook read by author Dr. Tony Felicia Lodge herself, hashtag you love to say it. In 1 month.
That's fucking cool.
So it was March 3rd that Leanne started listening. She's caught up to 450 episodes almost in less than a month.
Oh my God.
Just over a month.
How many days in, how many hours in a day? Like,
right? Oh,
shit. Have we done 438 episodes?
Well.
Should we do something for our 500th?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what number we're up to, actually. I wonder if I can find out.
But yeah, would be. Fuck, that's commitment though.
Isn't that
is there
crazy?
Too much of a good thing? Is she getting cabin? Is she office now? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Maybe, you know when you get like when you first start dating someone and you're in like that honeymoon phase?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it too much too soon?
Maybe Leanne was like, oh my God, I'm so into it right now. Like, fucking keep going.
Drop the wild tart.
But Leanne, I fucking love to see that. What a mammoth effort.
Do you want to go again there, bud?
What a mammoth effort.
What's happened?
What a mammoth effort. What a...
Whoa.
What a mammoth effort.
What?
I don't know what happened then. I fucking malfunctioned.
Yeah.
I'm an AI. ChatGPT.
Are you feeling okay? You don't need to get into one of those vans to take you to the hospital, do you? What are they called again?
Paramedic car.
No, what are they called?
That's what it's called.
No, I don't think it is.
Ambulance.
What?
Ambulance. The ambulance.
And what did that person do?
That it's a mammoth effort.
Call the ambulance. She's crook.
What did you love to see? Apart from that, obviously, just then.
There was an injured swan at the local lake and some Good Samaritans, like, took it to the vet. Because you know how, like, no one owns the birds?
Yeah.
What are you
laughing? No one owns the birds. That's very
No, it's
funny.
Not like you got a pet dog and you take your dog
to
the vet. No, so, but they noticed.
No one owns the birds.
They are free to do as they please.
Yeah, and they should be. Yep. I'm not a bird guy.
I know you're not a bird guy.
Okay.
But this could bring you back to being a bird guy.
Okay.
So someone took it in to the vet and we're like, oh, I think he's got something wrong with him. Can you like, you know, they right? And the vet was like, thanks so much for bringing it in. Yeah, it needs some antibiotics. So it's got like a sick wing or it's a little, you know, it's a little. So after a week in care, they took it back and it turns out the swan was like missing its friend. Did I send you the link?
Oh, another story from Reddit. Probably didn't even happen. What's with it's you and video. Birds on...
Watch the video. Tell me what's happening.
Oh, the swan's in a bag. Oh, it's in the water. Oh, it's flapping over. Oh, it's swimming over. Oh, it's swimming over. Oh, the bird's faces are together.
They're like having smoochies because the two swans missed each other.
The swans are like nuzzling into each other.
Because the other one was obviously like, they took away my friend. I don't know what happened. Am I ever going to see him again? And then they're reunited lovebirds.
That's really funny. This is the sweetest video I've ever seen.
Isn't it?
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Are you actually crying?
No, that's really nice.
There hasn't been tears in the studio since someone slapped a pigeon into a cafe.
A seagull.
Fucking hell. We've all fucked that up.
All right, ruined a beautiful moment. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much.
Are you okay?
Sorry.
What just happened?
Yeah. All right. Love
you.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you emotional?
I'm all good.
Are you?
I'm all good. Okay. Yeah. Fucking hell. All right. Cool. Love ya.
Bye.
See you tomorrow for the video show.